This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. government said it will begin offering up to $10 million for information to identify or locate malicious cyber actors working on behalf of a foreign government that are trying to cripple the internet operations of American businesses and infrastructure. The new reward was announced as the U.S. faces a growing threat from ransomware attacks. The demand from foreign entities that U.S. corporations and institutions pay millions of dollars to unlock critical technology systems that hackers have seized. U.S. officials say the attacks have usually originated overseas, frequently from Russia. The U.S. says that about $350 million in ransom was paid to malicious cyber actors last year, a more than 300% increase from the previous year. Officials in Western Germany say heavy rain, severe flooding, have killed at least 80 people. More than 1,000 people are missing. A German Weather Service spokesman told CNN some areas have not seen this much rainfall in 100 years. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Rescue operations were hampered by the fact that phone and internet connections were down in part of the region. Officials say the flooding also disrupted rail lines and shipping on the Rhine River. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, here in the U.S. for meetings with President Joe Biden, said in a statement she was shocked by the extent of the damage and loss of life and expressed her sympathies to the families of those killed or missing. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden said Thursday that Washington would review whether it could help restore the internet in Cuba, which has suffered blackouts since protests erupted last weekend. A number of U.S. lawmakers have urged the president in recent days to address connectivity issues on the island as protests over food and medicine shortages have rocked Havana, leaving at least one person dead and hundreds arrested. Cuba's president and other officials have blamed the unrest on social media postings by Cuban Americans and the U.S. government's decades-long embargo on Cuba. Sanctions and restrictions imposed by former President Donald Trump and a drop in tourism related to the pandemic have put extra pressure on the Cuban economy in recent years. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moise took part in U.S. military training and education programs, Pentagon spokesperson confirmed in a statement emailed to VOA. According to the Pentagon, the Defense Department trains thousands of military personnel from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean each year. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. President Biden said that he was not open to the U.S. military involvement in the country, but that he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in Haiti. Luis was shot and killed at his home outside Port-au-Prince on July 7. His wife was injured in the attack and is recovering from surgery at a Miami, Florida hospital. The interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph told reporters that he has spoken to the First Lady multiple times and that she is doing well. President Biden, his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, will join leaders from Japan, Russia, and gathering virtually to discuss strategies to help economies rebound from a resurgent COVID-19 pandemic. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will chair the special leaders meeting later today of the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. But the pandemic and vaccine diplomacy have proved to be divisive issues among members of the forum that says its primary goal is to support sustainable economic growth and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.